Once upon a time, there lived this great king in a very beautiful, fertile, and lovely village somewhere in Africa. The king was so strong and revered. All the people loved him because he won wars for them and he protected the land. He also had a beautiful wife and a daughter. The daughter, who is the princess and heir to the throne, was also loved by many. But unfortunately, this daughter of the king grew up to become so arrogant and filled with pride. Because of her beauty, she was a tall, elegant, and beautiful maiden. All the men in the village fell in love with her, and they all wanted her hand in marriage. One day, the king announced that whoever wins the heart of his daughter will be given a portion of the land and a lot of gold and cowries. The whole village was excited about this news, and all the men wanted to win her over, and they all made plans for her to fall in love with them so they could share in the king's inheritance. Every day, suitors came to the palace. They all had different characters. The men were shades of different men. Some were very handsome, but not rich. Some were rich, but not handsome. Some were very intelligent. Some were wise. But there was always something the princess did not like about each of the men that came to her to ask her hand in marriage. She would complain about one thing or the other. Either he is not educated, or he is not rich enough, or he is not tall enough, or she doesn't like the look in his eyes. She always had a complaint. And days went by, years went by, and yet the princess was not married. And then there was this skull, or will I say skeleton, in the forest in this village that had observed all that was happening. And he realized the princess was insatiable and decided to teach her a life lesson. So one day, he visited every home in the village asking for help. He needed someone to borrow him a handsome body, nice looking eyes, rich clothes, beautiful things, horses, everything that the princess wanted. And he borrowed from all over the place. And the skull became a very handsome, wise, intelligent, and rich young man. And he set off for the palace. As soon as the princess set her eyes on him, she immediately fell in love. And she told her father, "This is the perfect man, and this is the man I would like to marry." And the king was so happy that finally his daughter has decided to take a decision and choose a husband. Few days later, there was this huge feast in the palace. Everyone was invited. There was so much food to eat and drinks, and people gave out gifts, and the princess was so happy because she finally found a man of her dreams. When the feast was over and it was time for the husband to take his princess to his people to show them and show her as well where he came from and his home and his family members, the princess gathered her maidens and they packed everything that she would need, clothes and food and all that, and put them in the carriage, and she joined her husband, and her parents bade her farewell. They were to return 7 days later to claim the things that the king had promised to the man who marries his daughter. And they set off for this long journey to where the husband allegedly came from. and they kept on joining and joining and joining. Hours had passed and the princess became uncomfortable and she was asking the husband, "Where exactly do you come from?" And he said, "We have to cross the rivers and we have to cross the streams, and then my village is on the other side of the forest." And on the way, the husband asked the maidens to hold on for them, that he and the princess were going into the forest to have a quiet time alone. When they got into the forest, there was all the people that the skull had borrowed the skin and the face and the wisdom and intelligence and the riches from, and everyone was taking what belonged to them. And at the end of the day, the princess was left with the skeleton. She was so scared and she ran back to her maidens and they took her back to the palace. She cried and wailed and she realized that the man was not real. And immediately everyone told her there would never be a perfect human being, that it is not possible to find someone who has everything, that you get what is available. A man could be wise and rich, it does not have to be handsome. A man could be handsome, he does not have to be rich. That everything cannot be perfect in life. And she learned this lesson in a very, very hard way. But sooner or later, the princess got married to this handsome young man, wise and intelligent, but he was not rich. This is a lesson of life.